I think Jagatrini already expressed this. Somehow this is one of the most wonderful places in Braj. It just becomes, I don't know, it's just, there's something very special sitting here to this tree, all the devotees. I mean, just imagine, this is practically, you know, we could all just live under this tree. What is the need to go back to Bombay? We'll just live under this tree. It's giving shelter to all of them. Look, the entire congregation here is in shade. Not like they're in Belgium. We're all in the shade here. Such a wonderful tree. So Maharaj was giving so many wonderful instructions. I was reminded he was talking about how this sense gratification, it looks like our friend. Material energy is made in such a way that it always looks so enjoyable. But it only gives pain. That Krishna told in Bhagavad Gita, that happiness that feels like pleasure in the beginning turns into pain in the end. So one time, this very, 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 very old story back in the... what was the name of that street where the old Berserkli temple was? Before they had... I thought that's where we chanted. Anyway, there was an old temple before the one we have now. No, that's San Francisco. But anyway, there was an old temple in Berkeley. It was a very nice temple, very nice place. And somehow or other it was somebody's appearance day, so it was a half day fast. Now, for Westerners, half day fast? Oh my God, how will we survive? So, anyway, somehow or other we managed to fast for half the day. Then there was the noon artik, you know. Those days we take, you know, some of the temples we would, after lunch then we would run out on sankirtan. So we'd do all kinds of chores, cleaning the temple, this and that. So anyway, somehow or other we managed to survive half the day. Then there was the noon artik. After the noon artik we ran to the prasadam hall. We all sat down, the plates were coming out. Even before the prasad came we were chanting the mantra, you know. Just wanted to get through that, you know. And this is long, long, long time ago, before chocolate was illegal, you know. So they had cooked chocolate cake with nice, thick chocolate icing on top of it. Everybody was just, you know, waiting to get to the end of that mantra, you know. Looking at that chocolate cake with this thick... creamy chocolate icing on top, you know. As soon as the prayer was over, everybody paid their obeisances, everybody grabbed that chocolate cake, and everybody took a bite, but the neophyte cooks had put salt instead of sugar in the icing. Everyone took a bite. But again, it looked so nice, such thick, creamy, black chocolate icing. No, but I guess from fasting half day, my taste buds went funny, you know. So, again, they took a bite. Some people had to go three times. So that's material enjoyment. It looks nice, but as soon as you bite into it, it's salty. They put tons of salt where there should have been tons of sugar. That's the way material existence is. So he was talking about this Pralambasura, this prophet adoration. This is like the hardest one. Yesterday Maharaj reminded me of this story because he's talking about the elephant, you know. Because old days, when I was a little boy, we used to see in the National Geographic, we'd see India, you know, we'd see this big elephant, you know, picking up huge logs and putting them on the train car, you know. We would see these pictures. You saw those when you were kids in National Geographic? I used to see them. This is our idea of India, you know, they have these big elephants that pick up trees and put them on the railway cars. But you know what they do? Is they take a little elephant. Because this is a trained elephant, you know, that do this, they have to do the work, so they're trained, they're tamed. How do they tame them? They take a little baby elephant, they take a great big stake, and they pound, 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 pound that stake into the ground, then they tie a big rope or a chain around his foot. And that little elephant runs around and around and around and pulls and runs around and around and around. Even sometimes his foot is bleeding. After a while, he realizes he can't pull that stake out. So after a little while, then he just, all right. As soon as they put that chain, he just sits peacefully. Even after he's a huge grown elephant, he's lifting logs. What is this little stake? He's lifting logs, putting them on the train. They put that little chain around his foot. Then they don't even make a big one. They just put a little stake, and he just stands there. Because he knows. He gave up trying. He gave up trying. Now he's a huge elephant. He's picking up logs. What is this little stake that he gave up trying? Somehow, something may inspire him, you know. He sees a sugarcane field somewhere, you know, it's like our Padiyatra elephant. Somehow just rip it out. So like that, we're chanting, we're following these regulative principles, we're doing all this devotional service, you're growing. You're growing. You may think, no, it's impossible. How will I ever throw this deep, dark stake of material enjoyment out of my heart? But don't stop trying. Don't become the elephant. No, I'm stuck. I'll never get it out. You just go on chanting, praying for the mercy of your spiritual master. One day, some word the spiritual master will say will inspire you. You've been growing in spiritual life. You'll just take that stake of lust and anger and throw it as far away. Don't stop trying. It's like Maharaj said. This is very good, Bhaktivinoda said. This is by the devotee's endeavor. You have to keep trying. You're growing in spiritual life. Don't think, no, it's impossible. Just keep on trying. One day you'll throw that stake of lust far from you. So sitting under this tree, this Bandirbha tree, this is such a wonderful place. And Shiva Ramaswamy, he's given such a wonderful rendition of this pastime in his book, Venu Geet. So just to relish it double, I'm going to tell this story again, but relishing the way Shiva Ram Maharaj has squeezed so much sweetness and nectar out of this pastime. Because now you see, we crossed over the river. You guys had to go all the way around like that. We just went like this. We're on the same side as, remember we crossed the river? I didn't go that day. I tried to go, but something happened and we never made it. But you were in Gokul and Ravel, just nearby. So that time, you know, Krishna was very small, and we heard Malati the other day. Some of you heard Malati the other day telling about, you know, Prabhupada was going off in this car, and Malati and Saraswati was there. Prabhupada, Prabhupada. And suddenly a brahmachari came and said, Prabhupada says Saraswati should come. Ping! She was out the door and gone. You know. So like that, sometimes Krishna, he just wouldn't be passive. He wouldn't stay home, and Nanda Baba also, he can't live without seeing Krishna. So he would just take Lala on his shoulder. And come over this way herding the cows. And Lala is just a little boy, so Nanda Baba would show him, oh Lala, look, see the gilai? See the little chipmunk running up the tree? Just like we saw yesterday. There in the Chomua, we saw. Oh Lala, look, there's parrot. Huh? You see the parrot picking at the fruits and dropping little pieces on top of Dina Bandhu, see? Oh, Lala, look, there's a tamal tree. So Mangi Machas, he's sitting right underneath this beautiful tamal tree here. Oh, Lala, look, look at this big, tall, buttricks, banyan tree. Huh? Oh, Lala, look, there's, what do we call this tree? Oh, now I forgot. What's my name? Ye lambe lambe wala?
Pakari.
Huh?
Pakari.
Papri. See this big, tall tree, papri. And they make these little tiny seeds come in like little paper, you know, and they float all over the place, and the Gurukul boys used to collect them all and tear up in the paper. It's just like, this is Krishna's packaging, you know. So like this, Nanda Baba was showing him, look Lala, there's a Jamuna, look Lala, see this tree, look Lala, there's a mango tree, Lala, look like this, he's showing, and sometimes Lala's asking, oh, Baba, what is this tree which leaf has got a tail? Ye khaen ki pehre jiske patte ki poonch, eh, Baba? Ye khaen ki pehre jiske patte ki poonch? And Baba would look and say, oh, Lala, this is peepal tree. You saw? Shaped like a little heart and a little poonch tail is there. So in this way, enjoying the beauty of Vrindavan forest, Nanda Baba wandered over here toward this Bandirvan. Suddenly on the horizon, we have seen at the end of the summer, all of a sudden you'll see the whole horizon turns black. And even before the rain comes, you're blazing hot, but all of a sudden this cool breeze starts to blow. Even before the rain comes, you get relief from the summer. So Nanda Baba, he saw this huge rainstorm is coming. Now he's wondering what to do. Because if he takes Lala home, then all the cows, when the thunder and lightning comes, they'll all run here and there, and then he'll have to spend hours and hours trying to get all the cows back together. And if he tries to get all the cows together and take them home, then Lala's going to get wet. He'll get sick. He'll die. The parents are always worried about the children getting sick. From West, you know, when we went to come here and we went to bring the children, you can't imagine what the grandparents, our parents said, oh, no, no, don't take it, that Indian. He'll get some disease and die. So then the Baba, he can't think what to do. Should I collect the cows? But Lala will get sick. He'll catch a cold. If I take him home, the cows are... He didn't know what to do. Suddenly, from rubble, Radharani manifested a beautiful form as a Vandevi. Beautiful golden forest goddess. And she suddenly appeared before Nanda Maharaj. And Nanda Maharaj saw this beautiful forest goddess. And he said, O Devi, O energy of Lord Vishnu, please take this child home and put him in the arms of Mother Yasoda, because rain is coming, he's going to get wet and he'll get sick. Please take him home. And he put that child into the arms of this beautiful golden forest Devi, who held that little child very close to her breast. And then Nanda Baba began collecting all the cows. So Radharani, in this beautiful Kishori form, she wandered over here. As soon as she came underneath this bandir butt, suddenly that little boy manifested his form as a beautiful 16-year-old Kishore with beautiful lotus petal eyes, beautiful Ganesham, just like lumps and lumps of blue musk. Bunches and bunches of blue lotus flowers, and just as soft as butter, and beautiful peacock feather in its hair, so beautiful reddish palms and soles of his feet, so beautiful Kishore Roop. Suddenly Brahma appeared, then all the Gandharvas appeared, Apsaras were dancing, Gandharvas were singing, Kinnaras were playing the instruments, all the Astasakis also appeared in their Kishori forms, like that. In this way, Brahma performed a beautiful wedding ceremony. Everybody was singing. Everyone was dancing. As the sakis, they tied Krishna and Radha together in a big knot, like this. And everyone was just enjoying like anything. No one wanted to leave, pushed by the yoga maya potency. Lord Brahma fulfilled his desire. He had performed penances and austerities to be able to give Radharani away in marriage. So he had fulfilled his desire somehow or other by the force of Yogmaya. He got back on his swan, he left. All the demigods, Gandharvas, Kinnaras, they all left. The Sakis left. Even the forest animals left. And Radharani cooked wonderful feast for her Prananath and fed him with her own hand. Like that. After eating, then they began to wander through the forest. And in the beautiful forest of Bandirvan, if you had time to wander through this forest, so beautiful forest. And they were playing hide and seek. Radharani would hide behind a tree and then look out, and Krishna would see her, he'd run, but she'd be behind another tree, and Krishna would hide behind a tree, and Radharani with her kanjana. I wish I would have shown you, sometimes we had these little yellow flowers at Brindakund, this yellow canare. It's like Barha Pitam Nata Bhavarpu Karnayo Karnikayam. This Karnika, this is this beautiful yellow flower. And Karnayo is plural, but Viswanath Chakravarti says Sometimes he wears it this ear, sometimes he wears it in that ear. Not in both at the same time. Sometimes this one, sometimes that one. But this beautiful black bird comes, very, very tiny, very, very bluish black and shiny. And they're very restless. They come here, take a little nectar that's over here. Therefore, Radharani is known as Kanjanaksha. Eyes just like the beautiful blackish, bluish eyes. Sometimes our devotees here, Westerners, they hear Radharani's blue eyes, they paint just like German eyes. It's beautiful blackish eyes like this Kanjana. So Radharani's eyes would just be looking here and there like the Kanjana bird. Where is Krishna? Then he would pop out from behind another tree. In this way, they were wandering through the forest. Then they came to a very beautiful place where suddenly the land became just like a dancing platform. And Radha and Krishna began to perform their ras. And their ankle bells and bangles were chinging, just in syncopation with each other. Ching, 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 ching. And the thunder was going on. The thunder was imitating the sounds of their feet as they danced on that platform. Pata, 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 pata. Pata, 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 pata. Like that. Then suddenly, Nandanandan, he saw these beautiful forest pigments. And he began to decorate Radharani with so many different colors, like this. And putting colors here and there in places we won't even mention here, like that. And then Radharani, she also took those forest pigments, and when she went to place them on Krishna, suddenly he became a beautiful little child again, crying. And Radharani began to cry, "Oh, Prananath, what is this illusion? Why are you putting me late? Oh, where's my Prananath gone?" She began to cry. Then a voice from the sky said, "Hold your patience, Radhe. In the future, all your desires will be satisfied on a future night." So Radharani composed herself. She picked up that beautiful blackish child, held him close to her breast, and she took him to Gokul. And Mother Yasoda, suddenly she saw this golden light entering the door of the house. She ran to the doorway. She saw this beautiful golden forest goddess there. And that forest goddess said, "It's rain was coming, so Nanda Baba entrusted me this little child and told me to put him into the arms of Mother Yasoda. So I'm bringing you this child." And she handed that child to Mother Yasoda. And Mother Yasoda said, "Oh Devi, oh energy of Lord Vishnu, thank you very much." And she also took that child close to her breast. And she took him. He must be tired. She fed him milk from her breast. And then she took him into the room and put him to rest. Meanwhile, Radharani, she again came back into that little baby form in Raval. Meanwhile, the peacocks and all the animals of the forest who've seen this beautiful dancing of Radha and Krishna, and as soon as the thunder and lightning started sounding, all the peacocks began crying very jubilantly. Ew! 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 And all the birds and animals were making their sounds, and so the thunder and lightning was, and peacocks crying, ew! So Mother Yasoda, hearing this huge racket, she became very frightened that what's happening to Lala. And she ran into the bedroom and she saw such a beautiful, sweet smile on Lala's mouth. In another part in Raval, Mother Kirtana, she also became frightened hearing all these loud noises. She ran to Radharani's little bedroom and she saw Radharani sleeping so peacefully, with such a beautiful, sweet smile. Both of them were dreaming about their wonderful fantasy marriage underneath this Bandirbat tree and sleeping very joyfully and peacefully. Hare Krishna. Also, you'll see behind that Venu Koop, somehow Krishna's mukut is also there. You see a beautiful mukut of Krishna? On the both sides, you'll see these little stalls there, because when Somavati Amavasya comes. You know Somavati Amavasya? Som, you know, Sombar. Som means another name for moon. And the first day of the week we call Monday, very interesting. Even in Spanish they call the moon Luna, and the first day of the week is Lunes. It's very interesting. In every culture, the names of all the planets are there in the days of the week, in every culture. So Sombar, when it's Monday, and Amavasya, we call it new moon, but actually there's no moon. They're saying new moon day, but there's no moon on that day. Amavasya. So when Monday and Amavasya come together, early in the morning, about four, you have to come all night long. The Brijbasis are singing their beautiful songs. So beautiful songs they sing all night long. Then early in the morning, streams of milk begin to come up in this Benu coop. And then those ladies who've never been able to have child, or the child was stillborn or died shortly after birth, somehow or other, they all come in a brand new sari, which they leave behind, and then they go. There's little stalls there where they can bathe. You see on the side, they crouch down, and everybody bathes them for this water. It's practically this, by 6 o'clock in the morning, it's just black. It looks like ink coming out. They've taken so much water out of this well. And big festival is here. Sometimes we come with a Future Life band and have big kirtan, because nowadays mela means they make some aloo tikkis, and they sell, you know, churi, you know, glass bangles, and there's nothing spiritual going on. So I always try to come here whenever someone bring a whole bunch of devotees, have big kirtan. Because mela means, without the chanting of the holy name, there's no mela. To us, mela means that we must chant very loudly, "Hey Krishna! Hey Krishna! 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 Hare! 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 Ram, Ram, Hare, Hare." This is mela for us. So I always try to come and have big kirtan, distribute halava to Angali Jolani Wali Gadam Halava. Burn your finger hot halava to all the Brijbasis. So we have other places to go, so I'll stop here. Though I'd like to sing some of those nice songs that the Brijbasis sing. Yeah. 2 minutes. Jai Jai Radhe, Jai Jai Shyam, Jai Jai Sri Vrindavana. Jai Jai Radhe, Jai Jai Shyam, Jai Jai Sri Vrindavana. Jai Jai Shyam, Jai Jai Shyam, Jai Jai Sri Vrindavana. Jai Jai Shyam, Jai Jai Shyam, Jai Jai Sri Vrindavana. Jai Jai Radhe, Jai Jai Shyam, Jai Jai Sri Vrindavana. Jai Jai Gopi, Jai Jai Gwal, Jai Jai Sarabi Harila. Now most of you know Gopi and Gwal, but some of our friends here, they don't understand. Gwal, just like the person who drives the rickshaw is the rickshaw wala. The guy who makes the sweets is a sweet wala. Who takes care of the goats He's the Gowala, 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 Gwal. Jai Jai Gopi, Jai Jai Gwal, Jai Jai Sada Bihari Lal. Jai Jai Gopi, Jai Jai Gwal, Jai Jai Sada Bihari Lal. Jai Jai Radhe, Jai Jai Shyam, Jai Jai Sri Vrindavan Dai. Pavana Radhe, Tero Nam, Pavana Sri Vrindavan Dai.
Oh Radhe, your name is pure. Your Sri Vrindavan Dai is pure.
Oh, Pavana Radhe, Tero Nam, Pavana Sri Vrindavan Dai. Jai Jai Radhe, Jai Jai Jai, Jai Jai Sri Vrindavan Dai. Jai Jai Radhe, Jai Jai Jai, Jai Jai Sri Vrindavan Dai. Govinda, Govinda, Gauge, Prema Padartha Pauge. Govinda, Govinda, Gauge, if you will sing Govinda, Govinda, Prema Padartha, that Padartha, that thing called Prema, Pauge, you will taste that thing called Prema. Govinda, Govinda, Gauge, Prema Padartha, Pauge. Jai Jai Radhe, Jai Jai Jam, Jai Jai Sri Vrindavan Dai. Oh, Jai Jai Radhe, Jai Jai Jam, Jai Jai Sri Vrindavan Dai. Radhe Shyam Bisaroge, Jiti Baji Haroge. Radhe Shyam Bisaroge, Jiti Baji Haroge. If you'll forget Radhe Shyam, Radhe Shyam Bisaroge, Jiti, you know Jit, win, Jiti Baji Haroge. Instead of winning, you'll lose everything. Radhe Shyam Bisaroge, Jiti Baji Haroge. Radhe Shyam Bisaroge, Jiti Baji Haroge. Jai Jai Radhe, Jai Jai Jai, Jai Jai Sri Vrindavan Dai. Jai Jai Radhe, Jai Jai Jai, Jai Jai Sri Vrindavan Dai. Bolo Santana Hare Hare, Mukha Pe Murali Adarari. Bolo Santana Hare Hare, Mukha Pe Murali Adarari. Bolo Santana Hare Hare, all you saints sing Hare Hare.
Hare Hare.
Which Hare? Mukape Murali Adar. Adar means lips. Murali Adar Dari. Bolo Santan Hari Hari. Mukape Murali Adar Dari. Bolo Santan Hari Hari. Mukape Murali Adar Dari. Jai Jai Radhe, Jai Jai Shyam, Jai Jai Sri Vrindavan. Manasi Ganga, Sri Hari Dev, Giri Bharadhari Ki Trikamadev. Manasi Ganga, Sri Hari Dev, Giri Bharadhari Ki Trikamadev. Manasi Ganga, Sri Hari Dev, Giri Bharadhari Ki Trikamadev. Jai Jai Radhe, Jai Jai Shyam, Jai Jai Sri Vrindavan. Kunda kunda me chan mitale, apana jeevan safal kare. Kunda kunda me chan mitale, apana jeevan kunda kunda me charnamritale, and all the kuns take charnamrit. Apana jeevan, make your life safal. Fal, you know, fruit. Sa fal, fruitful, successful. Kunda kunda me charnamritale, apana jeevan safal kare. Kunda kunda me janamitale, apana jeevan safal kare. Jai Jai Radhe, Jai Jai Shyam, Jai Jai Sri Vrindavan. Jai Jai Gopi, Jai Jai Gwal, Jai Jai Sada Bihari Lal. Jai Jai Radhe, Jai Jai Shyam, Jai Jai Sri Vrindavan. Jai Jai Radhe, Jai Jai Shyam, Jai Jai Sri Vrindavan. Jai Jai Radhe, Jai Jai Shyam, Jai Jai Sri Vrindavan. Hello, Braja Bhumi Vrindavan Dama Ki. Oh, Krishna Kaniya Lala Ki. Srimati Radha Rani Ki. Oh,